KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. You may have seen sunscreens that claim to be reef safe, which may have made you wonder, are sunscreens dangerous to coral? If so, could they be dangerous to me? Sunscreens come in two basic types: inorganic, which are mineral-based, using white zinc or titanium oxides to physically block the sun's rays, and organic, using oxybenzone or octinoxate to absorb UV rays and turn them into heat. You'd think the organic ones would be healthier for humans, but some studies...
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. In the week since President Trump announced a raft of tariffs on all imports, investors watch markets take a nosedive, then rally, as they've done today, on news of a 90-day tariff reprieve for most countries. Administration officials have been saying this was all part of President Trump's strategy to promote a level playing field.
We have a big job to do. No other president would have done what I did. No other president. I know the presidents. They wouldn't have done it. And it had to be done.
However, moments ago, Trump was asked whether the trouble in the bond market persuaded him to reverse course.
Bond market is very tricky. I was watching it, but if you look at it now, it's beautiful. The bond market right now is beautiful. I saw last night where people were getting a little queasy.
The bond market has strengthened slightly based on the 90-day delay on the newest reciprocal tariffs. However, 10% universal tariffs are still in effect. We see the Dow's closed up more than 2,900 points, or more than 7%. The S&P was up 9.5%. The Nasdaq closed up more than 12%. We have more from NPR's Maria Aspen.
After days of panic on Wall Street and around the world, President Trump abruptly offered a temporary partial reprieve. In a post on social media, he says that more than 75 countries are seeking to negotiate new trade deals with the United States. Trump did escalate his trade war with China, adding that he would immediately hike the taxes on Chinese imports to 125%. But investors heaved a huge sigh of relief. All the major stock indices jumped after days of turmoil in global markets and increasingly public warnings from businesses and CEOs about the economic damage Trump's tariffs could cause. Maria Aspen, NPR News, New York.
Well, small business owners in the U.S. are welcoming the 90-day tariff pause. Some say, though, they are still on edge. NPR's Windsor Johnston spoke to entrepreneurs in Western North Carolina who are working to rebuild their companies in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene.
Wendy Berg is the co-owner of Dry Ridge Farm, a small poultry and livestock operation in Mars Hill, North Carolina. She says the pause on tariffs has given her some relief, but she's still worried.
The uncertainty of it all is a super stressful way to run a business. I can look at my budget, but I have no idea how to shift what I'm doing, because who knows what decisions will be made.
After losing critical infrastructure after Hurricane Helene, Berg says she's concerned about rising costs, supply chain delays, and the increasing uncertainty about what will come next. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
The Dow's closed up 2,963 points at 40,608. It's NPR News. The wife of a Maryland man who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador met with congressional Democrats today. More from NPR's Joel Rose.
Jennifer Vasquez-Sura spoke on Capitol Hill exactly 4 weeks after her husband, Kilmar Abrego Garcia, was, in her word, disappeared by the Trump administration.
I'm still fighting for you, your brother, your mother, our children. They're still fighting for you.
The Trump administration says Abrego Garcia was deported because of a, quote, administrative error. But the Justice Department argues it cannot bring him back because he is already in a Salvadoran prison. A federal judge in Maryland rejected that argument and ordered the administration to return him to the U.S. But Chief Justice John Roberts put that order on hold while the Supreme Court considers the matter. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
Egyptologists are hoping a popular YouTube star's trip to the Great Pyramids will spur more interest in archaeology. NPR's Netta Ulaby.
Mr. Beast, otherwise known as Jimmy Donaldson, got massive on social media for his wild stunts. This one came with help from the Egyptian government.
I somehow have unrestricted access to all the Great Pyramids of Egypt!
Egyptian archaeologists said that access was actually restricted. But the videos Mr. Beast put on TikTok and YouTube have gotten hundreds of millions of views.
Whoa.
The influencer oohs and ahs over ancient murals and architecture. This attention from someone with nearly 400 million followers, more than anyone else on YouTube, may help a country hoping to boost tourism with its new Grand Egyptian Museum opening this summer. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping someone else less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org.
Yeah, coming up next, we have our romp through the biggest hits from 1980. We're at number 26 now with a piece called Steal Away by Robbie Dupre. After that, Biggest Part of Me, that's Ambrosia, and then This Is It by Kenny Loggins. So here's the Robbie Dupre. Should come on. There we go.
Thank you. Left to provide.
Coming up next, we have The Spinners with Cupid, I've Loved You for a Long Time. And then Jermaine Jackson with Let's Get Serious. After that, Kenny Rogers along with Kim Carnes doing Don't Fall in Love with a Dreamer.
Like I've done so many times.
I was so sure this would be the night. You closed the door and wanted to stay with me, and it'd be so easy to tell you I'd stay. Like I've done so
when you think you've really changed. next morning and the phone rings and you say you've gotta get your things together. You just gotta leave before you change your mind.
And if you knew what I was thinking, girl, I'd turn around. If you'd just ask me one more time. Don't fall in love with a dreamer.
And coming up next, we have Christopher Cross with Sailing, and then Dan Fogelberg with Longer. After that, it's Coward of the County by Kenny Rogers. So here's Sailing.
Reason to pretend. If the wind is right, you can find the joy. sail away and find serenity. Oh, the candles can do miracles. Just you wait and see. Tommy, 'cause he was my brother's son.
I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. It won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. There's someone for everyone. Tommy's love was Becky. In her arms he didn't have to prove he was a man. One day while he was working, the Gatlin boys came calling. They took turns at Becky, and there was three of them. Tommy opened up the door, saw his Becky crying. Torn dress, the shattered look was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace and took down his daddy's picture. As his tears fell on his daddy's face, he heard these words again. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. It won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. The Gatlin boys just laughed at him when he walked into the bar room. One of them got up and met him halfway across the floor. When Tommy turned around, they said, hey, look, old Yellow's leaving. But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling was bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back, he let him have it all. When Tommy left the bar room, not a Gatlin boy was standing. He said, this one's for Becky, as he watched the last one fall. And I heard him say, I promised your dad not to do the things you've done. I'll walk away from trouble when I can. Now please don't think I'm weak, I didn't turn the other cheek. And Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man. Everyone considered him the coward of the county.
Yeah, up next we have two by Kool and the Gang. That's Ladies Night and then Too Hot. And then we'll close the hour with SOS Band with Take Your Time, Do It Right.
Ladies' night, and the feeling's right. Oh, yes, it's ladies' night. lady, single baby, sophisticated mama. Come on, you disco lady, yeah, stay with me tonight, mama, yeah.
gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot,
too hot,
too hot, lady.
Too hot.
Gotta cool this anger from this mess that we made. It's too hot,
too hot,
too hot, lady. Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade. It's
too hot,
so, so hot, lady.
Too hot.
Gotta cool this anger. Oh, I've gotta cool this mess we've made. It's so, so hot, baby. Yes, it's so hot. I just can't take it. I can't stand no more, baby. We were once lovers.
Too hot.
We took our vows.
Too hot.
A man and wife forever. Whoa.
Too hot.
Anger, gotta cool this mess we made.